So you guys brought somebody in with you. Who do we got in here with us today?
We did. We have John Palm with Bozeman Green Build, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the economics in this day as opposed to in the previous
Probably 5 years or so.
Yep, about bringing electric panels, solar energy, and the cost differences and breakdowns and how it's a little bit more affordable and you have more return in your investment today than before.
The reason that we brought him in is because actually he was at a Swimbia event, and this is the kind of thing that happens at Swimbia events is you learn new stuff. You actually renew an old contact. John and I have known each other for quite some time. At any rate, we've never, on all of our projects, never done solar photovoltaic, you know, electricity producing solar, because the return on investment hasn't been as competitive as solar thermal or geothermal. And so it's always kind of been the odd man out. And I think
those are kind of big words. Can you kind of simplify that for a dumb disc jockey here, what he's talking about?
Well, a good way to think about it is if you build a new house and you throw a $3,000 hot tub into it.
Okay.
The hot tub's great and feels great.
Oh, yeah?
You get to put your bathing suit on.
Or not.
But the hot tub never never pays you anything.
Right.
In this case, with solar PV right now, if you spend $3,000 on a solar PV system, it will end up paying you about $12,000 over its lifetime. So over the course of about 25 years, you subtract out the cost of the system, it's going to make you about $10,000.
Okay.
So there's just nothing else in the building industry. There's nothing else that I know of in any case, no purchase you can make that is going to pay you back like that.
So it's not going to run a whole household, but it will help offset something? Is that what you're getting at?
And that's a great question. The amount that it'll offset is directly related to how big the system is.
Oh, okay.
But the ratio...
So it's not one size fits all?
No.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And it's incredibly adaptable to what you need.
Okay.
There's folks we've been building systems for just this last fall who are looking ahead to this coming fall when there's several new electric vehicles are going to be on the market. And they're looking ahead to making a purchase of an electric vehicle, so they're making their system a little bit bigger than they actually need.
Okay,
so
to adapt
to... They can cover the charging that it's going to take for the vehicles.
Huh, interesting.
So if somebody purchases some of these panels and they use it for a while and they think everything's been working good and everything pencils out and they say, I want to add 50% more or 25% more, how easy is that to do?
Incredibly easy. It's a huge industry, and every day there's new technological advances that are coming out. There's new racking, there's new equipment, and the industry is driven by the fact that retrofitting is really where it is, and so that they've gone out of their way to make sure that you can plug and play any combination of modules or inverters, which is the name of the equipment that changes the power from DC to AC, that you can do this as much roof space as you have. You can mix and match and add and subtract all you want, and it doesn't cost any more to do that.
Because I think we all have one of those printers, and we get a new computer, and none of our new computers will hook up to the old printers.
It's not expandable. It's disposable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I think back, it's been probably over 30 years ago, my father-in-law down in Denver, I envisioned solar as all these, the big glass panels on your roof and it covered every square inch. And at the time, I'm sure it wasn't, maybe the process wasn't quite up to snuff of what it is now. And it just didn't pencil out. He made the investment, but it never really brought in enough to pay it off. So obviously times have changed, but is this still what you think is a roof full of solar panels?
It doesn't even have to be a roof full. To give you an idea for these two builders here, a panel is about 17 square feet.
Okay.
Nine of them will do a 2-kilowatt system, which is the smallest size system you want to do.
Okay.
And so what's that? Nine. It's 99 times seven is come on now, 63.
You've got the calculator in front.
Yeah, really.
So for about 150 square feet of roof area, 10-foot by 15-foot area, you can have a system that'll do about 25% of the average Montana household's consumption, power consumption.
And so, ballpark, what are you looking at for a price-wise on a unit like
after
that?
After your rebates and tax credits, because there's a program that Northwestern Energy has that'll give you a grant.
Okay.
After you've taken that, your federal credit and your state credit, you're looking at about $2,500 out of pocket.
Okay. And so that, how long are those credits good for? Is it like you got to get it done now, or is that there some future to it?
The legislature tried to take away the state of Montana credit this last session.
Okay.
They failed. One of the bills infamously was branded with Schweitzer's veto brand on the lawn of the Capitol. But that one's still in place indefinitely, and the federal credit expires in 2016, so we've got some time there. And then the Northwestern Energy Grant Program, of which there's 15 contractors who are allowed to access those grants, and they each get 12 grants a year, and the grants are worth $6,000, which is suited to a 2-kilowatt system. I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you here, but
so with your grants and your tax credits and all that, that's going to cover about what percentage of your unit? 3/4 of it?
Well, the 20,
half of it?
The 2,500, it is about half of it.
About half,
because the federal tax credit for alternative energy is 30%.
Okay, right. Okay.
And that's been the big one that we've used, and
then
the state and the grants are...
The state is $500 per income earner, so if you have two folks in the household who are out making money, each one of them gets to take the $500 credit.
Oh, okay.
So for $1,000, and then you've got a $6,000 grant from Northwestern Energy if you do a 2-kilowatt system.
Okay.
Does that grant apply if you do a larger system?
Yeah, it just
that's
doesn't,
the minimum.
It doesn't get any bigger after that. It just stops at $2,000.
Okay.
So, and then another hurdle that we're up against is appraisals. My client, I'm going to build this project for, my client, and he says, I want to add a bunch of solar panels to this project. And so we go and do the appraisal process, and it comes a little bit lower than what we expected. And I come to find out they're not taking in to account any of these solar panels. Is there anything, any suggestions?
Sure. A good friend of all of ours here, Bill Schwann, who's a inspector and a person who's doing a lot with Energy Star and things like that. He's
kind of taking the lead on that whole business.
Infrared. Yes.
Yeah, and he's doing a great job at it. And he was telling me just the other day that he finally has a couple of appraisers who are calling him to figure out how to access a new program that's out there in the appraiser world that does give you benefit for renewable energy.
Well, that's good to hear.
And he said, and now that's in Montana.
Right.
Now in places like California, it's already going full speed ahead. And there's been a couple studies that are out now by the Renewable Energy Laboratory, so they're third-party studies that show that you'll get at least the value of the system, the retail value of your solar system, right off the top when you install it. That's how much the value of your house increases. No, so that's about 4 times the value of what you're actually paying for one of these systems here in Montana.
Right.
So it's and over the life of the house, they're looking at about a 6% increase in value. So it's happening and it's coming. The appraisers are getting on board and the realtors are getting on board.
Yeah.